每天醒来，我都希望自己处于好状态，面对未来挑战。
哦，闹钟总是有其他想法，打乱了日常步调。
生活难免会被内心的声音干扰，失去原有的自我而宕机。这时来两粒 Extra 无糖口香糖，重新找回自我状态。
随身携带 Extra 无糖口香糖，摒除内心的杂音，
用自己独有的节奏创造自己的生活。
我们都喜欢那个最自在的自己。
Extra 嚼出你的好状态，
即日起至5月14号止，
于 7-Eleven 购买 Extra 实力调装口香糖，单件只要17元哦。
Hello everybody, Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I think we need to start with that Happy Halloween so they can understand why we dress it like that. Imagine it to the people. If you are listening to this, you need to, for sure, listen to me. You need to go to YouTube and look out how we are dressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially Tyler. Especially Tyler.
I look ridiculous. Guys, this is Halloween costume. This is not my OOTD. It's not my outfit of the day. Well, it is the outfit of today because today is it's Halloween. Yeah,
today is Halloween. But I think in the beginning we're thinking about we need to be scary.
Yeah.
But then I look like
that. No, but we end up like this. Yeah.
So if you are listening to this in podcasting, in the whole audio platform,
yes,
go to YouTube and look this video.
You need to check out our costume.
Yeah, it's going to be. So with this we are going to start. Ape, ama, suigo, menu, it's me, Concor.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is
Bros Boy.
Happy Halloween, bro.
Happy Halloween, bro. Let's start
with Taiwan, you celebrate Halloween?
It's not our tradition, but I think younger generation, we love going to parties, and Halloween is all about party and all about, you know, dressing up, feeling nice, cosplaying.
But they, someone thinks. Okay, that's a really interesting Halloween. The idea is be scary.
Yeah,
but most of the gears, they use tiny things that is not scary.
To look sexy.
Yeah,
it's more like to look cute, to look sexy.
I actually appreciate it because I appreciate that view that I have in Halloween.
You get to see some eye candies.
Yeah, but
in Peru, do you guys have the tradition? Is kind of like your guys like the thing to go trick or treat to celebrate the spirits to.
Actually, Halloween, the 31 of October, is the day of the Peruvian music. So what happened is the same. Like the younger generation, they want to dress, they go to the nightclubs dressing like this. But if not, that day for sure, in the morning you need to eat traditional food of Peru and you need to listen to traditional music of Peru because it's the day of the Peruvian music. So at night, of course, the same. You need to, if you don't want to go to the nightclub, you make one special karaoke in your house.
Ooh.
And singing traditional music of Peru.
I have one thing that I want to say to you.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to say that since 5 seconds ago. How do you keep on a straight face when you look, when you keep looking at me and how ridiculous I look?
Why?
I feel like I look so silly right now. And then you were just talking and being really normal, being professional. I'm like, how does he do that? Because
it's
I was like, looking at him. Okay.
Well, it's called acting, bro.
So what are you, bro? What are you?
I'm the king of Birmingham.
Oh, the king.
Actually, Birmingham don't have a king. In that story, don't have a king.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
Maybe I can say I am the king of Monaco. Monaco. Monica is still in the monarchy period.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Or maybe
yeah.
I am the king of. Well, Peru don't have a king. But I'm the king of Spain. No.
Can be the king of Japan. They still have. Wait, bro. I think emperor is much more powerful than the king, right? Emperor is in charge of several different kingdoms. I am the emperor.
But no, the king the same. The king of England, they have a lot of kingdoms.
I see. Okay. So basically, we're both kings, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm just like the ancient.
The same. I say again. The idea is supposed we need to be scary. We look so ridiculous.
You remember like in season number one that I talked about my sex fantasy is being the ancient king.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And being the emperor. And this is me living my dream. Yeah. Why save it for a dream when you can just live for it? Yeah?
It's like in
you
Halloween.
Can just literally live in it. Yeah.
In Halloween, you can complete your sexual fantasy. The gears using like this tiny dress and you'll be a king of this.
It's fantasy, man. It's Halloween, yeah. Okay, so cheers, King.
Yeah, yeah, cheers.
Cheers, King.
Okay, what is the topic of today, bro?
The topic of today, huh? Last time we did one about superstition, about spooky
stories.
Oh, the
stories,
people loved
it.
Yeah,
people
loved we had
that
really, really lovely reactions.
Thank you for your support in that episode.
So this is part two, basically, and it's gonna get even more spookier, even
we
more interesting.
We listen to you, and we are making the part two of the superstition.
Right.
We are going to bring more Tyler superstition because I think it was a boom for your superstition.
God, it was so scary. And you know, like, I'm the type of person that actually believes in those superstitions. So for me to share those, I'm afraid that I might attract something. Speaking of the film, right? The opportunity to play a certain character in horror movie. I talked about this to my mom, and my mom said, No, I am going to disown you if you decide to join a kind of production like that. Because growing up, you know, like we talked about Bazi, mine was super, super, super light.
Super light,
so,
yeah.
So my mom said, no, you will not be doing those things. So I said, what about sex scenes? She said, okay. What about action scene? Okay. What about me being punched or possibly, I don't know, dislocate or break some of my bones? She said, okay. What about horror movie? Nah.
Never mind.
Never. So I'm like, yeah.
But you have actually, for the people, maybe they are not Taiwanese or the people they are not associated with a Taiwanese movie or something, they give you a home pao. Inside they have a one coin, like a $10 coin.
Yeah.
And you put in your packet. And after that, after you finish your recording film day, you need to throw the home pao.
You need to spend it.
And spend the coin.
Mm-hmm. I played someone who got into, like, for a short film, like an independent short film, I played someone who accidentally got a car accident, got into a car crash, and then died. And then in that film, they display my profile picture as like the worship of the dead person or something, like the ritual, the funeral kind of stuff. And then I think they burn my something for the character, yeah. And they gave me the hongbao, and then they said you have to spend it. And I totally forgot about that because it's just a coin. And I forgot about that. And the next day I felt like this crazy headache, like a migraine, and it was like so bad to the point I went to the hospital and like nothing was really clear. I wasn't being diagnosed with anything, but then I just thought that, oh shit, the envelope. And then I spent it, and I don't know.
You feel good after that?
And I felt maybe, like, I felt immediately lighter, more relaxed, yeah.
One of the time that they give me, like, this hong pao, and they give me, not $10, they give me 50 kwai.
Yes.
You know what I spent, what I bought?
Mm.
A beer. Because I found my friends while outside.
Cheers to the dad.
Yeah.
Coming back to superstitions and spooky stories. Do you have anything you will?
Oh,
you will
yeah,
like,
let me
any
let
stories
me.
Any superstitions? Is it gonna attract something?
Yes.
Okay, I want nothing to do with this.
Okay, listen, like I told you, since I was a kid, I tried to experiment at this kind of superstition.
I'm scared already, mamma mia.
And I don't know if in Taiwan happened, but in some period, like 2011, around that,
goosebump.
2011, one game was really popular. Like you take a one paper and you put yes, yes, no, no in cross, okay?
Yeah.
And you put two pencils in the middle, like
yeah.
Right? And you ask to the Charlie. I don't know if you listened before the Bloody Mary. If you say Bloody Mary three times in front of your mirror, suppose like a one dark force is going to appear in your bag. I never tried, but I tried the Charlie. Okay, stay in the middle. So now we are going to say three times Charlie, and we are going to ask if he is here.
Charlie?
Yeah, just say Charlie, are you here?
Okay, together?
You want to say that? Maybe because you are more light, maybe I'm not too light, so maybe you can say that.
Charlie, are you here? Please don't come.
Again.
Charlie. What the fuck just happened?
That means no.
Did you touch something?
That means no.
Oh, that means no?
No, that means yes.
Can we ask him to go away?
But what happened is
we can call them, but can we send them away? Can we say goodbye to them?
Yeah, yeah, you can say goodbye.
Okay. Are you sure? Right. It's not gonna follow me home, yeah? Okay.
Okay.
The last time, yeah?
You can do it.
Charlie, Charlie, are you here?
What the fuck?
No, that's impossible. I was watching it. I was giving it my undivided attention.
You see it?
Have your hands like this.
Yeah, what happened is that was a really big trend in YouTube to ask to Charlie if he's here or not he's here. But the point is, sometimes the people like you are really creepy and really focused in this Charlie, yeah. And you just see these pens and you don't see what happened around to you. And for example, I was near to here and do...
You made me look like a stupid man.
Yeah, the people who are in the video maybe will see. You can repeat the scene that you can see my face.
Oh, the fuck!
I was doing.
I did not see you at all.
You
know, I was like,
because you pay attention, focus here, right?
I thought you probably have some kind of magnet and you were doing some other things here. I didn't know.
Like, no, but this is really funny.
Okay, so Charlie was never here. That's all I care.
No, Charlie is not.
Kanko was here.
Kanko is here. Yeah. And I remember that the first day I played this, it like I make a one video. The thing like you, I tried to make a one funny video and I used to like a Charlie, my penis is small? Yes. So it's like I tried to make a funny video because actually I don't believe in this kind of thing.
I see. Oh, I have one story. This actually really happened to my best friend and my classmate. So basically, I was probably in fifth grade. Yeah, we went to this elementary school, and me and my best friend is a girl, and we were in different class. But there's another peer, Anthony. He's in my class, and he had a crush on my best friend at the time, and so he had been trying to ask her out several times, but she said no, I'm not interested in this guy. And Anthony was like, oh, come on, please. And I remember that around that time, I think the Moon Festival, the Dragon Ball,
Dragon September. Ball
Festival, yeah, like in September, on lunar calendar is probably August 15th, and it was like reaching that time, and it's a tradition that we all have kind of like a barbecue kind of party. Mm. Yeah, we invite friends and family together. And so Anthony, on that day, he was like so excited. He's like, I'm gonna have a barbecue with my little brother, with my family, and we're gonna go to this park. It's in Tainan. I'm not so sure the English of that, but it's Linmoniang Gongyuan, which is like, it's an actual place in Tainan. And he was like so happy about it, all over the moon. And I invited my friend, the girl, to come to my place to have also like a barbecue family dinner. And so the guy was like, happy. And so that day after school, my friend said, I'm gonna go back home and take a nap, and I will come back and meet you up at your place. So I went out to buy grocery with my mom. We gather all the things, and when she got here, we were just doing, you know, like you stick marshmallow and then you try to, you know, put it on the grill.
Yeah,
it's really tasty, right? And she saw the marshmallow.
No, I don't like that.
And she saw the marshmallow, and the marshmallow melted, and she was like, marshmallow melted, hey, you know, I dreamed of Anthony when I was taking a nap. And I was like, oh, you two are a thing now? I thought you're not into him. And so she said, no, it's not that. My dream was really weird. So Anthony asked me out. I didn't like him, but I said yes. And so we were and so we were going out in my dream. We were having some fun time. And then Anthony wanted to hold my hand. So I let him hold my hand. And we were walking. But then suddenly Anthony's hand got super hot. And so I let go. And then I said, Anthony, why is your hand so burning hot? And then Anthony said, yeah, my hand just melted like marshmallow. And that's why she reminded, like the marshmallow that was doing, it reminded her, like, Anthony said his hand melted, and just like marshmallow, my hand just melted like that. So remember, we were like,
it's like at one deja vu.
Yeah, kind of like that.
But actually, we have a different kind of levels of deja vu. Maybe that can be a deja vu. Yeah. So, finish.
So, the story is like, we were just like, okay, that's a strange dream, you don't even like him. So just, you know, we just like, we didn't really pay attention to it. And the next day we went to school, right? And our teachers came in. Anthony was absent. And I was like, But it's okay. I mean, like, it's quite normal. After a national holiday, people sometimes don't come to school.
Yeah.
And we were just 10 years old, so I didn't pay much attention. And then the teacher with a bunch of other counselors teacher came in.
Oh,
they
no.
have this facial expression. It's unreadable. It's like, I didn't know what was happening, but just like 20 counselor teachers out there. And they were all feeling... I don't know, like, they feel like I can feel their shoulder having a lot of burden. And the teacher said that, unfortunately, Anthony is no longer with us. And
no!
What happened? He passed away because of an accident. So what happened was, he said that he was going to have a barbecue with his younger brother and family at that Limonian Gongyuan. They were doing that. And so typically you would have a grill, right? And like the whole setup. And they were running around. And then... the little brother kind of accidentally, they were like playing, like pushing, pulling, and then he accidentally pushed too hard. It is kind of like a reflex when you lost your balance, you would want to do this, right? So both of her hands, all 10 fingers, on that grill. Yeah, and because it's like too hot, right? So he fell, and then he tripped over. Not only they were having barbecue, they were also having hot pot. So the whole boiling water just, and so like his entire body, was
burned.
Yeah, was burned really bad. 75 to 85% of second degree to third degree burn. And he got sent to ICU while the girl was taking a nap. And then later on that day, unfortunately, he passed away.
Oh, you know, that is, well, in Peru, that's called the soul say goodbye to his really lover people. But it's so hard, bro, to listen to that.
It is, yeah. And I was
it's really... the first time you listen sometime in your classmate in the school died? Something.
Yeah, like? That was the very first time. And I honestly didn't remember. I didn't remember much. Well, I have some other more time, but at the time
it's like... What happened in Taiwan? Bro, all of my classes, we finished the school. Okay, everybody, because now we have a Bros Bond React, so everybody, you send us some kind of story. So we are going to read that story, we are going to open it, we are going to thinking about that story, because this is
Bros Bond React in Halloween.
Let's start with some short ones, yeah? I'm gonna start to have sleeping problems again. She said, 大学的时候我自己在外面住屋，我灯全部都关了，眼睛也闭上了，准备要睡觉。我突然听到有人用气音喊我的全名
André de Congo Tyler.
That's kind of sexy. It's like, yeah, some more.
Say again, baby. Say my name.
Okay. All right. Have you ever heard people calling you?
Yeah, my mother.
My mother was really angry. She called my whole name.
I've never heard someone whisper my name to me. Oh, cringe.
I asked to that person, is it like a routine? They have a routine? Because if it is like this, I will be happy somebody whisper my name.
Hey, you're here.
Yeah, you're like, good night to you. I'm not going to sleep alone.
But I want to be friends with human friends. Would you like to be friends with invisible friends?
For one ghost, if you're listening podcast, you're looking at me. If you are going to save my life and you are going to whisper me something, please whisper my question. Like a, fuck, where is my key?
In the table.
Oh, I love you. Thank you, bro. That can be a really useful.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That could be a good aid, a good
yeah,
help.
Yeah, somebody can whisper that real, where is my phone? Mm-hmm.
In your bag.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Oh, thank you, bro.
That'd be nice. Yeah,
that'd
be
really
useful. Did I tell you that I used to be able to see stuff?
When you was kid?
Yeah, when I was younger. So I think in Taiwan, we call that the heavenly eye. So some parents, they got really scared because their kids would say, there's an uncle.
Oh, you said about your ankle, yeah.
Yeah, and so my mom was so scared because she's all about science, all about facts, all about medicine. She's like, I am the new generation woman. I do not believe in those kind of stuff until she had me. She's now like, if you want to do a horror movie, I'm going to disown you. She's from like absolutely scientific person to very superstitious.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way. And one time I told her that, I'll be like dodging people on the street. And she's like, what are you doing? And one time she was on freeway. She was driving. And I was the only person in the car. And she said, I said, Mom, could you pull over? And she said, why? I said, there's a guy running, and can we invite him to come sit in the car? My mom's like, every time, and I would like scare my mom like that. My mom would like look with the rear view, the mirror. She would be like, So talking about the heavenly eye, my mom took me to see some sifu, some, you know, certain ritual, like those special kind of teachers or some stuff like that. And my mom said, so he has this whatever eye, could you close it? And the teacher said, I'm afraid not. I can't do that. It's beyond my power. And my mom said, so is he gonna stay like this? This kid's gonna stay like be able to see stuff? Cause yeah. I don't like that. I don't like the kid being able to like have heavenly eye. And the thing, I think the guy said, stop eating beef. And maybe after 8 or 10 years, the kid will slowly come back.
Oh, so you 10 years, you didn't
so
eat
beef?
So I
did not eat meat. Not meat, like I did not eat beef at the
you
time.
Didn't eat beef? Yeah. 10 years?
Yeah.
Fuck you, bro. I prefer to have the 3, 4, 5 eyes. Fuck.
So now I think the heavenly eye has faded.
Oh, but what yeah. happened? You start to eat again.
I honestly...
That is the reason why the Taiwanese people, they don't answer the whole question. Because what happened? Did your mother ask if after 10 years you start to eat again?
No, she didn't ask. She just, the you know, she just stopped feeding me beef. And I think, I don't want to scare everybody, but if I put my focus into really trying to see what's above your head, I can still see colors. It's like I saw Awen, the duzi hui diao. I saw her stomach and her, like there's a cloud on her head. It's gray. Obviously, she was not healthy. That's why I know she was not healthy. I can see clouds. 当兵的时候，隔壁床的人本来是跟我面对面睡的 face to face， 但是他翻身，我在他的后脑勺。 看见另外一个人的脸!
No, but this can happen.
No, that never happened to me.
Bro, they are in the military part, in the military, yeah. right? Uh-huh. So they are basically, the hair is really small. Or yeah. they cut the whole uh-huh. hair.
Yeah.
You saw these fat guys who, they have like a face? Right or wrong? Right?
I think I have it. Like,
if you put in like that this, situation, yeah. you had one face.
Yeah.
So is that?
Mine will probably
and you
be a
are
smiley
sleeping,
face.
So basically, your eyes is like a. Oh, you can see my eyes because I have one. But you can see like a little. It's kind of possible.
It's possible, or probably because you're in military, you're just too tired.
Yeah.
So you
and the
you
guy
start
was
to see
really
things.
Fat. So yeah, imagine the things.
But it could also be.
But I too pushed it. No, I didn't push it. It's like a. It's true. It's one theory.
It is true.
It's real. It's mm-hmm. real. It's theory. So we'll be happy.
I don't know if this is relevant, but we were talking about spooky things and, you know, horror, scary shit. My head really hurts. I don't know. It's because of this crown thing, or it's like, I don't know, or the energy. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. That's all for the Brosbone Reacts. So, everybody, because we know that in 100 letters, or let's do 100 letters, it's really impossible to tell really a good story.
Yeah.
And you send us a really long story about you and your scary experiment. So, now we are going to read your story.
Okay. So, so when I was about 22, I worked in a Italian pasta restaurant. So, because I think she was kind of like me, like maybe have heavenly eye or some other special bazi super light kind of thingy. At the time, she was working like nighttime, and every time she felt like something's weird. She can't really put into words, but she felt something, like the atmosphere uh-huh. or like the energy-wise, but she never really paid much attention because nothing sudden or really, really scary happened. And one time when she was closing the restaurant, she heard the music kept playing. And she was like, this is so loud. So then she said, maybe like you were also working, you were like the coworker. And she said, Kangor, shut the music down, yeah? We're closed. And then the guy said, oh, okay. And then the guy went and shut off the music. And then she was like, doing the same thing again. She heard the music again. She was like, what the fuck is so loud? It's 11, it's 12 already. Kangor, shut the music, will you? And the guy just ran upstairs and said, I shut it off already like 10 minutes ago. And the girl said, are you sure? I'm still hearing music. And the guy said, what do you mean? That was at a time that she just shut off the entire restaurant, and then she was like rushing home. She was like, no, there's definitely something was wrong. And then she went back on her way home. She was going around like 60 kilometer per hour. And then suddenly she saw there's a car like going full speed at her and then crashed into her car. She was like, what the fuck? And then so she got into a car accident. And just like a lot of bunch of shitty things and scary things happened to her until I think some other people told her that the restaurant at the time was a hospital or a clinic.
This is scary. That's really scary don't know what it was in the past.
Yeah.
The place. What was the beginning of the place? What is the past? What is the story of that place? Mm-hmm. That's really fucking scary.
Something happened to my mother. So she's a dance teacher, right? And then she took the kids to kind of like to a youth hotel. Like a really cheap youth hotel.
Okay.
Right? And after one night, they were 20 kids and 5 of them had fever, including my mom. My mom felt like someone was pulling my comforter at night. But she stayed in a single private room. And she just felt like headache, migraine, and a lot of kids are complaining they are throwing up and feeling really sick. So at first they thought it's probably food poisoning. But then after they got back from the competition, we have this ritual thing when you feel like maybe something is following you. You could go to this ritual and have the thing like do this to cast off the demons kind of ritual stuff. And so all 5 of them went. And then they said that, do you know the name of that place? It's called kind of like the Buddha Roll. Like the roll itself, the name is really odd. The Buddha Roll. And my mom asked, why is this name so weird? Because usually it's like Zhongshan Roll or Zhongzhen Roll, but that roll is the Buddha Roll. And then they said, oh, because it used to be a place.
A temple?
Not a temple, but a lot of dead people with no name, like John Doe or Jane, they were being buried there. So there were like tons of thousands of dead spirits there. And after that, because it's huge, so then they build a youth hotel.
You know, that's the Taiwanese problem.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Because in Peru,
yeah,
the cemetery
mm-hmm.
is in one specific place.
Mm-hmm.
But in Taiwan, it's a fucking disorder.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And that's your problem.
Yeah.
That is totally, you know?
That's my problem?
You're Taiwanese.
It is my problem.
In Peru.
Oh, you're not half Taiwanese. It is your problem.
No, I know. I'm born 100% Peru. But the point is, for example, in Peru, we have one big battle
mm-hmm.
with Chile.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Peruvian people died,
mm-hmm.
especially in my city,
mm-hmm.
in that place, because a lot of people died. In that place, they built a one cemetery for being more easy to put the person there.
Okay.
But in Taiwan, no. Like in every corner, you can see that. Especially in the far, in the countryside.
Yes,
in the countryside. In every just one jumping things, one small mountain, boom.
Yeah.
A lot of people died there.
Talking about cemetery. my uncle, he is Christian. So, but he is like, he converted his religion after he got married to his wife. And so his son is also like a naturally Christian.
Okay, half.
Yeah, half maybe. And my family is more like Taoism mixed with this very unique Taiwanese kind of religion. It's like Taoism mixed with Buddhism. Yeah, so we see a lot of cemeteries and we show respect, right? We don't talk shit in front of those tombs. And one day, he took me and my cousin. We went for a bicycle, like a kind of like a fun trip. And then we went into the cemetery. And you see a lot of people, and you know, on the tomb, right? And the tombstone, it would like there was some carving with the name of it. And he thought, I converted myself into, I'm a Christian now. So it doesn't apply to me. It's like, they're just dead people. Yeah. And so he was pranking us. So we were trying to find a way out, but we were trapped inside that cemetery. And I was so scared. I was like, please just let me out. Because it's getting really dark. And you know, like the countryside, there's no lights.
Yeah.
Absolutely no lights. And I was getting really scared. And my cousin as well. My cousin was like, please, Heavenly Father, please just give me out or something like that. And
you was Catholic in that way.
Yeah.
You was praying. Yeah.
We were praying every God we know. We were probably even praying Allah. And at the time I was like, please just let me out. I would really behave. I would follow every rules. I would be a good kid. Please just let me out. We were really trapped. And then he thought that it's time. Like the praying time is over. Okay, let me get you guys out. When he was about to lead us out of the cemetery,
uh-huh.
That's when we really got stuck. We really got stuck. We were really lost and trapped inside. Because he thought it was funny because I'm a growing adult. I know the way out. But then that path closed, disappeared all of a sudden. And we were literally trapped inside, all three of us. And it was like 10 or 12 years ago. We had no cell phone. And so eventually, I think some security kind of guy or like a neighbor found us and then he let us out. But after that, my uncle started to feel really sick and even develop like internal like stomach bleeding or some other things like that. It's kind of like what happened to Awin. And so he was like, I'm a Christian. This is nah. No. And then we went to like the ritual kind of thingy because he couldn't sleep for a long time. And then they said, the teacher said that, did you look at the tomb? And he said, yeah, I did. And the teacher say, did you remember the name of it? He said, oddly, I remember his name, like some disease person's name. And then he said,
you can say Peter.
Peter, yes. And he said, well, it's pretty sure Peter is angry at you because you glanced at his tomb and you didn't show respect and he followed you. He's now behind you, Peter. And yeah, so I think my uncle said sorry to Peter. He apologized to Peter. And then, yeah, that was the end of sorry.
You know, in Peru, usually, well, when we go to the cemetery, mm-hmm. the kids, they, for us, it's not like don't have this spiritual or terrific sense. Mm-hmm. Because usually, I remember we play, like I try to find our name.
No!
Yeah. I remember a bunch of times we played to find our name.
Did you find Enrique?
Yeah, I found a lot of Enriques, but no one Enrique.
No. That's not a game for me.
But you see, wow. You know, the another time, my wife, the same, mm-hmm. she returned from Thailand. Mm-hmm. And from Thailand, I don't know if it was from Thailand or here in Taiwan, but after that, she feel like a really sick, bad, yeah. a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And she go to the shifu. And the shifu told her, like, you bring bunch of spirit in your car. Your car is bunch of spirits. Have a lot of spirit. And when she told me like that, I said, fuck, return to the shifu. And the shifu need to talk to the spirit. The spirit need to pay the gas. Because it's fucking expensive.
What do you think I am, an Uber driver?
This is a fucking Uber driving, and I don't know how long they are going to stay in my...
Get your ass out of my car.
Yeah, get your ass, because I need to drive my car. I need to make my own business. So they need to pay the bills. If they are going to stay there for living, they need to pay the bills.
You either get out or fill my tank.
Totally. They need to spell again.
Wow. That's interesting. But the cemetery finding your name is like, whoa, that was really shocking.
Bro, this is shocking.
Yeah.
And even we find that, plus that, we find who died in the day we born.
Whoa. Mind blowing. Wow. Really? You don't find scary at all? You're not scared or fear that some things that you might somehow... create a channel.
It's because we go like the cemetery every Sunday. Every Sunday we went to the cemetery, mm-hmm. and we bring rose for mm-hmm. our ancestor. We told our parents, told with the ancestor, they told like how it's going. They told about how it's going the weekend. Then because we are kids, so we play around.
We just play around.
And we don't see, and a lot of people, they bring guitars or they make noisy or even they make a party in mm-hmm. the cemetery mm-hmm. to say, for example, the last time was the birthday or my auntie. Mm-hmm. So my whole family, they go to the cemetery and they play guitar, they receive points for celebrate.
They long live, they are forever
in our hearts.
Do
you saw Coco?
Coco. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it's the same.
You celebrate the dead. Yeah, I think that's probably just like, it's cultural difference, but it's always nice to, you know, get to know some more. Well, I think that is... the end of our longer version of the Brosman React. And
everybody, now you need to tell us now in the comments, which is your costume for Halloween?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if it's sexy, send us a one photo. So everybody, that's all for today. How is your head?
about to explode. So let's just wrap this up. Huh? Yeah.
So everybody, that's all for today. Thanks everybody for staying here. Send everybody. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to click the bells. Don't forget to subscribe. It's me, Concord.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Brospawn.
Bro. Let's do one thing, yeah? To close this off with power, yeah? So, do you see this stretchy thing? Do you see this stretchy thing? How about we rock, paper, scissors? Whoever who lose, the winner gets to do this. Pa!
Okay.
Okay. Rock. Well,
1, 2, 3. In the three, pa. Okay? Okay. We are going to one practice, so we can be in.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, that was the practice, right?
Yes, totally.
Okay.
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Ah, shit!
Okay.
If you don't
go
know,
easy on me,
I'm the best, bro.
Why did I propose that? Go easy on me!
Ready, ready. I'm going to be.
If I did not make any sound, you also have one.
Okay, yeah. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
What? Impossible to man.
That's all for today. Thanks everybody. This is Brospawn.